Kariai te whānau o te karaiti. It's a privilege to come to you across this medium of evening prayers. Some of us have spent this day probably like we have since lockdown started. So a reminder to those of you for whom that is a reality, it's Saturday today. But I do hope that you're finding ways to adjust to this new way of doing life and that you're able to take advantage of some of the pleasures that you may get from this. For some of us, today might have been a day where we managed to close the door on our work from home office and have some leisure time. And that was true for Alistair and me today, and we really enjoyed the opportunity to not be working, but to actually just spend some time doing some fun activities. For others of us, I guess you've still been working. You know, we've got a lot of essential workers out there. You go into the community and you serve, and you make sure that this rāhui is going to be successful. And that we can preserve our way of life, and indeed for some people that we preserve life itself. So we applaud you, we appreciate you, and most of all we hold you in our prayers. Aku hoa me te whānau o te karaiti. My friends and family in Christ. Ko te āwhina mā tātou, I te ingoa o te runga rawa mutunga kōrei. Ko te wairua ora tonu, kei te puheke a te mōmiti. I o mātou ngutu, I o mātou waha. Kia whaka moemiti tia, te rongarawa ka aroha, ia ki te tātou katoa ake tonu atu, āmine. Our help is in the name of the eternal God who is making the heavens and the earth. Eternal Spirit, flow through our being and open our lips that our mouths may proclaim your praise. Let us worship the God who loves us. Amen. Amen. I'm sure over the last week, many of you would have seen some of these really creative internet posts that have been doing the rounds. Activities to keep children occupied, activities to do as a family, fun challenges, life hacks. One of my personal favourites is the family that was singing their take on the Les Mis classic One Day More. Pretty amazing. But amongst all of the fun things, I came across a beautiful poem that was written by Brother Richard Hendrick, who is a friar with the Irish Capuchin Franciscans. This order of friars is part of a story that goes all the way back to St. Francis of Assisi. And they founded what would grow to be a huge religious family of brothers and sisters who spread the gospel of peace and joy to all people. When they came to Ireland in the 1600s, this order became known as friars who stayed with and supported the Irish people in some of their most difficult times in history. Persecution, famine, poverty and pain. They continued to be a comforting and healing presence to one and all. So I'd like to read you Brother Richard's poem entitled Lockdown. Lockdown. Yes, there is fear. Yes, there is isolation. Yes, there is panic buying. Yes, there is sickness. Yes, there is even death. But they say that in Wuhan, after so many years of noise, you can hear the birds again. They say that after just a few weeks of quiet, the sky is no longer thick with fumes, but blue and grey and clear. They say that in the streets of Assisi, people are singing to each other across the empty squares, keeping their windows open so that those who are alone may hear the sounds of family around them. They say that a hotel in the west of Ireland is delivering free meals and delivery to the housebound. Today, a young woman I know is busy spreading flyers with her number through the neighbourhood so that elderly may have someone to call on. Today, churches, synagogues, mosques and temples are preparing to welcome and shelter the homeless, the sick, the weary. All over the world, people are slowing down and reflecting. All over the world, people are looking at their neighbours in a new way. All over the world, people are waking up to a new reality. To how big we really are. To how little control we really have. To what really matters. To love. So we pray and we remember that, yes, there is fear, but there does not have to be hate. Yes, there is isolation, but there does not have to be loneliness. Yes, there is panic buying, but there does not have to be meanness. Yes, there is sickness, but there does not have to be disease of the soul. Yes, there is even death, but there can always be a rebirth of love. Wake to the choices you make as to how to live now. Today, breathe. Listen, behind the factory noises of your panic, the birds are singing again. The sky is clearing. Spring is coming. And we are always encompassed by love. Open the windows of your soul. And though you may not be able to touch across the empty square, sing. We all know that what we are doing is one of the biggest challenges that most of us have faced in our lifetime. And for some of us, that sacrifice is and will be huge. You may actually be one of those people who is sacrificing things that others of us have not even imagined. There's a song, now I'm not sure if it's a children's song or an old hymn, but it says, count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what the Lord has done. We can all do that, and I'm sure we all have. But this poem suggests that although the state of lockdown or rāhui is not easy, and we're in it for the long haul, we should not only count our blessings, but we should actively be looking for blessings to count. One of our many walks this week, our son Matt made us stop and listen. We couldn't hear anything, no traffic at all. There was a sense of quiet that is hard to find in the middle of a city. Pause and find blessings to count. The poem builds a picture of streets in Assisi where people sing to each other across the physical distancing spaces. I'm reminded that Saint Francis of Assisi is popularly attributed with the phrase, preach the gospel at all times and when necessary, use words. I heard from a friend of ours that he has signed up to deliver Meals on Wheels. The people who get those meals each day, people who can no longer cook for themselves, will be so relieved to see him. He is preaching the gospel of love without any words. Another two of our friends are on the team to deliver groceries for vulnerable people who can't get out. Pause and notice people singing for others across the empty squares. So our prayer for today is for God to open the windows of our souls. And although we may not be able to touch across the empty square, we can all listen for the singing. Heavenly Father, you who hold every part of our world in your hands and every soul of this world in your heart, hear our prayers. Lord, we pray for our fears. We ask you to enable us to pass our fears to you. We ask you to take them and give us instead your peace. As we pause now in the quiet, we ask you to remove fear and to fill our minds with things that we are blessed with. So let's take this pause to think of our blessings. God of heaven, we pray over isolation. We pray your richest blessing on those who are preaching the gospel without words in this time. Prompt us in the days to come to seek ways to do the same. We praise you for the connections that are being made to vanquish loneliness from those who feel alone, and we raise before you those who are isolated. We now speak out loud the names of those for whom we know this isolation is a trial. We pray for the sick across the world and for families who are living through grief. We pray that you will enable them to find comfort from others and provide healing for their souls. We pray that your Spirit will be an ever-ready presence to guide and to hold. And we pray now out loud the names of people we know who are unwell, and we quietly pray for families across the world. Our loving Father, encompass our world with compassion and love. Open the windows of people's souls and fill them with your peace. Amen. And so now, as we come to the end of our prayer time, we pray for those we love, for our church family and for ourselves, using the words that Jesus gave us. Please join in using whatever version you know. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And in closing, I just share the prayer of St. Francis of Assisi. Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen. Hai ere rā e oku hoa, me whai wha wahi ki te waiata. Go well, my friends, and make some opportunities to sing.